You're listening to Ask Dr. Gray Pre-Med Q&A. So a question that I've received a few times in the past is whether or not you should reach out to the medical school admissions committees or medical schools before you apply or while you're applying during the application cycle. It's a very good question because the answer is yes, you should. Now, I'm not saying to get your list of 50 schools that you're thinking about applying to and shotgun email all of them. That's not what I'm saying. You shouldn't email every school on your list just because and say, hey, I'm Joe, I'm applying to medical school, just wanted to say hello. What you should do though is find the schools that you are most interested in. Find the ones that if you got your acceptance to that school, you're gonna be so excited, whether it's because of the location or the education or whatever it is. Find those top few schools and look at their requirements, look at their prereq requirements, look at their letters of recommendation requirements, look at the MSAR, the medical school admissions requirements, or the college information book for DO schools. Look at those resources. See if there's anything in there that you can ask a question about. If, for instance, you're a non-traditional student and the school wants a letter of recommendation from two science professors and you haven't had science, or let's say non-science, you haven't had non-science in 10 years and they want a letter of recommendation from a non-science professor, what are you going to do? Do you go back 10 years and get a letter of recommendation from somebody who doesn't really know you anymore? Or do you call the school, email the school and say, hey, my name's Joe and I'm a non-traditional student. I'm applying next cycle and I'm really interested in going to your school. But I noticed that one of the requirements is you need a letter from a non-science professor. I haven't been in undergrad in 10 years and all of the classes I've taken recently are science classes. Can an exception be made for me when I apply that I can give you a letter from a supervisor or volunteer supervisor, work supervisor, whatever it is, or a research PI, instead of a non-science professor? You're opening the door to a conversation, and you are then asking them a very specific question that pertains to you. It's not a question that's just like, hey, what are your requirements for letters, right? All of that information is out there. So don't ask a question that you can easily go and find the information for. Ask a question that is going to allow you to reach out to that school and to ask a very pointed question that allows you to show them a little bit who you are. So you say, I'm a non-traditional student. I've been doing XYZ for 10 years. You're starting to show some interest in the school. Hopefully what you're writing, they're going to seem interested in what you're doing. If there's a specific question that you have with the classes that you're taking, with your grades or GPA, maybe you don't think you're competitive enough, say, hey, here's who I am. I'm really interested in going to your school. It's actually my top choice. Here's my current situation with GPA. I'm continuing to take these courses. Do you have any other recommendations for me to hopefully make me a more competitive? Very pointed question, very specific to your situation. The key to all of this, though, is that you need to start these conversations early. You can't do them a month before you apply, because then there's really nothing that you're going to do to fix. If they have recommendations for you, there's nothing that you can do to fix that. So you can't just do that. You need to start these conversations early, a year early, year and a half, 2 years, to say, hey, I'm a sophomore in college. I'm a junior in college. Here's what I'm doing. I'm a non-traditional student. I'm going back to take my classes. Here's what I'm doing. Do you have any advice? Blah, blah, blah. Ask for help. They are there to help you. Once you cross over into the applicant pool, once you are an applicant, then the help that they can give you is completely different. And so you need to be careful there. Before you're an applicant, a lot of them will help you as much as they can. Once you're an applicant, then they can't help you as much because you're now in a different pool of students, and they don't want to seem like they're helping some students who are applying, not others. But prior to your application, it's a free-for-all. Go build those relationships. Relationships in this world are everything. Go and build those relationships, not by emailing 50 schools, just general questions, but by emailing your top choice schools. Figure out where you want to go to school. Figure out where you want to go to school and figure out how you can reach out to them and ask for help with whatever it is that you need help with, whether it's extracurriculars or classes or letters of recommendations, whatever it is, ask for help and they will be there to help you. Thank you so much for joining me here on Ask Dr. Gray Pre-Med Q&A. Did you know that we record these live on Facebook at 3 p.m. Eastern on most weekdays? Search for Medical School HQ on Facebook and like the page to be notified. If you're a non-traditional student, check out Old Pre-Meds Podcast at opmpodcast.com.